physiotherapist, founder and director of Kapal. As you guys know, our motive is to give our maximum love, support and care to differently abled children and their families. Today, I'm going to talk to you about sensory issues in autism child. Sensory issues often accompany autism. In 2013, the American Psychiatric Association added sensory sensitivities to the symptoms that help diagnose autism. Autism sensory issues can involve both hypersensitivities and hyposensitivities to a wide range of stimuli. These can involve visual, auditory, olfactory, gustatory, tactile, vestibular, proprioception, and interoception. For example, many people on the spectrum are hypersensitive to bright lights or certain light wavelengths, example from fluorescent lights. Many find certain sounds, smells, and tastes overwhelming. Certain types of touch, example, light or deep, can feel extremely uncomfortable. Hyposensitivities are likewise common. A low sensitivity to pain is a classic example. Another is under-responsiveness to the body signals that help control balance and physical coordination. This can result in clumsiness, which has long been associated with autism. How can I help someone with autism-related sensitivities? Awareness and accommodation can help ease related discomfort. Remember, each person with autism is unique, and this includes their personal sensitivities. Examples of accommodations for hypersensitivities: dimmed lights, incandescent versus fluorescent lighting, sunglasses or visor to block overhead fluorescent lighting, headphones in noisy environments, closed door or high-walled work areas to block distracting sights and sounds, avoidance of strongly scented products, example, perfumes, air fresheners, soaps, etc., food options that avoid personal aversions, example, intensely spicy, textured, cold, hot, etc., clothing that accommodates personal sensitivities, example, too tight waistbands, and scratchy fabric, seams, and tags. Request for permission before touching. Examples of accommodations of hyposensitivities: visual supports for those who have difficulty processing spoken information, sensory stimulating toys, example, safe chewies and fidgets, opportunities for rocking, swinging, and other sensory stimulating activities, strong tasting and textured foods, cold beverages, etc., foam touch according to preference, weighted blankets, fun opportunities to practice physical skills like catching, dancing, jumping, running, etc., furniture arrangements that reduce chances of bumping into sharp or hot surfaces. What therapies can help with sensory issues? Occupational therapy uses physical activities and strategies to help each person meet their sensory needs and better process sensory input in everyday environments. Autism diet programs can address aversions to taste and food textures, as well as under and over sensitivities that can hamper chewing and swallowing. Speech therapy can include both sensitivity reducing and sensory stimulating activities that improve speech, swallowing, and related muscle movements. Cognitive behavioral therapy can help gradually increase tolerance to overwhelming sensory experiences. I hope you got something about sensory issues in autism. I know you may have doubts and questions about this. Don't be hesitate to contact me. It's my pleasure to help you at any time. Feel free to contact me. So, today, I'm winding up this session. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back soon with another informative topic. And this is Dr. Sumita signing off.